So in the points, we can deal with all kinds of things like church dogma, explanation of feast days. Today I'm going to actually talk a little about organization of the church. You're familiar, ought to be familiar, with parish council, because parish council is made up of you all as you are elected, and more people are getting involved in that. And, you know, behind parish council, obviously, is the parish assembly, which is everybody, all of us, stewards. So we elect the parish council, and parish council, along with the priests, you know, deals with the administrative issues of the church. On another level, we have the diocese council, and the diocese, or the metropolis council, as it's called now, and one or two people from each parish participate in that. And that's a little bit less legislative and more informative. A little bit higher than that, we have the Archdiocese Council. And those are people who are either appointed or elected by the clergy laity to be advising the archbishop and to be monitoring the various departments and ministries of the archdiocese. We actually have one or two people from our parish that are on the Archdiocese Council. Next week, I'm not going to be here, and several of us won't be here because it's starting next Sunday, is the so-called Biennial Clergy Laity Congress. And that's the archdiocese, where every two years, representatives from all the parishes are supposed to go to someplace in the archdiocese, and they meet for 3 or 4 days and discuss and actually legislate things that have to do with governing the archdiocese. Now, we shouldn't confuse clergy laity. Could you fix the microphone, please? We shouldn't confuse clergy laity with the Holy Synod. The Holy Synod of the bishop, of the metropolitans, they have the ordination and the grace to govern the church in spiritual, purely spiritual and ecclesiastical matters. So the archdiocese council and the clergy laity do not deal with those things. They have everything that the clergy laity does and legislates has to be in line with the canons of the church and stuff. So they don't create new dogmas and new practices, just new practices as far as administration goes. So the clergy laity has a social function, it has a educational and informational function, and its legislative function, as I said. And the social function, obviously, it's a opportunity for the priests who are dispersed throughout the whole country, the 50 states, every 2 years to come together, if they so wish, and see each other again and have that contact, a sharing of ideas and stuff like that. As far as informational goes, there are workshops and committee meetings that talk about hopefully the cutting edge practices in church ministry, in safe church practices, stewardship practices, and all those kinds of things. And there's an area actually with vendors that have booths that sell icons and books, and the gentleman who carved our Iconostasio will have his display and stuff, and people will go around and see what is available, you know, for the promotion of church ministries. So that's what we're going to do next week, so there won't be points next week, but of course we still want you to come. So why don't we stand and pray now?